Ashley Melbourne,
Phoebe, Feb and Nick.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Phoebe,
Feb and Nick. Now, I'm a bit confused, boys. I know I've got a few openers I could play right now. I've got a story to tell you about. I don't know whether it qualifies as a sports report or as a tech report. So,
it's not often
choose your own adventure. Which one would you prefer?
Sport. Not often they come
together.
Together. Tech and sport.
They fuse together.
Esports. Spoken about that before. Yeah. I reckon go sports.
It's not a sport.
Sports boys.
Okay, Josiah.
I would have said tech.
Oh, dear. Play both. Mix them together. Can you play them both at once? What happens?
Do a mashup.
Honestly.
Honestly, here it is.
When you need the play-by-play.
The head of the NFL.
The biggest sporting moments.
One
person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket.
There you go.
Interschool gymnastics and interschool diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports report.
That worked.
Mate.
That was amazing.
DJ Osire in the house.
Well done. Why did you drop the J?
Because it's already in the DJ.
Wow. Okay, here's the story, guys.
You have thought about that before.
Years in the making. I've waited my whole life to say that.
That was like a big build-up, wasn't it?
My whole life, honestly.
Yeah, but the problem with it, and I'm sorry, I've got to stop down the show. The problem with what you've done is that the last syllable is an A. DJ Osire.
Oh, good
point. If it was DJ Osire, it's great. It doesn't work.
No, I didn't think about it.
What?
So DJ Osire, but DJ...
Let's not spend too much time picking apart this name. But
I'm sure what you've got there, Fee, is way better than my
name.
Here
we go. So...
You think DJ Osire sounds better than DJ Osire?
Here he comes.
Come on.
Here he comes, Mr. Thesaurus.
It works.
Here he comes.
Yes,
here he is, off the long run.
I'm not walking away from this.
Well, he's even sitting. Oh, here we go.
I'm not walking away.
Hey, can I get some popcorn?
Here we go.
Because the Josire is the pun.
Yeah.
DJ Osire doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a DJ name.
It's like a play on words, yeah.
But it's wrong. So,
Nick, don't let her win.
I won.
You think DJ Osire is better than DJ Osire?
No, the reason he dropped the J was because it's in the J.
DJ. Yeah, I get it.
I don't think you do.
I do get it.
I think she's got you.
No, we're arguing over two very different things. On paper, DJ Osire. How would you spell D Josiah? Just put D and then Josiah.
D Josiah.
D Josiah. So D dash Josiah.
Yes. Yeah.
But you're going DJ space Osire.
Yeah.
Nah, mine's better.
Nah.
Happy to take in all suggestions.
Guys,
I'm happy with what you did.
Here's the thing. My sports report has collided with my tech talk because there is a sport, a world championship. Now, this was on ESPN. I'm surprised you might have watched it, Fev.
Hold on. Who was right?
I've just got a new nickname.
Jesus.
I'm not watching this on ESPN.
Never called you myself.
What is happening?
Mate, she's just had some chocolate and a mocha.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I had a Fantail. That's not chocolate. It's just a lolly.
Oh, here we go.
Hold on.
Oh,
it's chocolate on the Fantail.
No. That is a chocolate.
Oh, that is a chocolate. It's a chocolate.
It's a tiny bit of chocolate coated over a toffee.
It's chocolate.
It's a lolly.
If you have like chocolate, you know, the chocolate coated blueberries, you don't go, well, I ate heaps of fruit this morning. You had chocolates.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You had fruit
when
chocks.
You have a Kit Kat, you're not eating wafer. You're eating the chocolate.
Chocolate raspberries.
I put Fantails in the lolly category, not the chocolate category. Anyway, so here's this ESPN sports. Am I going on, guys? Are you happy with how this is going?
I want to hear what you're talking about because it's on ESPN.
Esports. So there are the Excel championships for people who are really good at Excel. Now, Excel is the computer pro. Do you know the computer program?
Yeah, this is not a sport.
Well, Microsoft Excel.
Yeah, Microsoft Excel. So if you're really good at that, you can end up in the ESPN Excel Esports.
God,
and I've even got some audio from it. This is how it sounds.
And it looks like he's looking ahead into level 3, level 4, trying to understand how to build his solutions that way to be flexible and using text to columns there to break the data apart. That's brilliant. No, that works at the space. Time is up. Winner, Andrew. All right.
Andrew. All right. Confetti. Andrew gets the confetti. How you feel?
Pretty tired.
Oh, tired? You're supposed to be jubilant.
I was surprised to win that last one, but
okay.
He was Australian.
Yeah, he's done it.
We reached out to him because we wanted to speak to him. He was too busy to talk to us.
Wow.
So, too busy partying with chicks in Ibiza, I reckon.
Now, here's how... Here's how Excel Esports works.
He's on a yacht with
so
Leo.
There's people who are really good at Excel. They have to solve data using formulas in Excel. But whoever does it the fastest with the least mistakes. So here's the thing. It's something that's really ordinary. People use Excel in offices and jobs all the time. But these people are really good at it. And I love this sport because sometimes there are things you're really good at, but they're not an Olympic sport. They're not AFL footy. They're just things you're good at. And you don't get the recognition because they're just mundane things.
Sorting and folding clothes.
You're good at that?
Superstar.
So you reckon...
My wife doesn't even bother anymore.
Really?
Gun.
Because I heard Brendan Favola say he was pretty good at that earlier today.
Oh, mine, yeah.
Well, but, well, there's only one way to sort it.
Yeah. You've got to have a fold-off.
Nick's not here for the meetings. He's good at that. Early in the morning, he doesn't come to the meetings. He's
doing spreadsheets.
Okay, if there was 13-10-60...
I'm a good folder.
This is a good opportunity to just brag about something that you're good at, that should be a competitive sport, because I've got a couple. One, reverse parking. If reverse parking was a sport.
Your car has got lots a camera.
And beepers.
That's steroids.
Before
that's steroids
that,
in reverse parking.
Ford Festiva, I was naming.
And our old cars, we could just press a button and it parks itself. That's why you're good at it.
Ford Festiva.
Yeah, I'm
that
back.
Takes up half a car park. That's not...
That's Mr. Bean's good at
it. No, but I love it. You know those things, like whenever I'm going to do a reverse park, I look around because I hope people are watching because I know that I'm going to be that good at it.
You should be That's looking around for pedestrians that may be walking behind you or other traffic. Is that why you look around?
I'm like, come on, I hope someone gets this.
Window down. So... Get a load of this,
and
everyone.
And the tighter the better, like the really tight ones. I'm like, I can do this, and I take it as a challenge.
And what's your second
That's
one?
Good.
Yabbying.
Yes.
I
do you make
can
walk the plank?
Yabby. No, and what I do is, and I do this up near Malden, like Castlemaine. I've got friends who've got a farm there.
Castlemaine.
So what you do is I lure the yabby with some meat on a stick.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of this strategy.
I get the net in, but I go in really slowly. I creep the net in. The yabby goes for the meat. And then... when it least suspects it, I scoop it up. But I'm like, stealth. Stealth is my tactic. And if it was a sport, I would nail yabbying.
No, I'll give you the parking because not everyone's good at it. But anyone can yabby, mate.
No, they can't.
Honestly.
People
pull too quick. You can't go too quick. It's a slow and gentle maneuver.
Sometimes pulling it too quick's better.
I don't think so. I disagree.
Do you know what I'm good at? I get hammered for it all the time at home. Mm. I reckon I'm the best in it in the world. If there was a sport, I'd be the best at it.
And it's a home, it's a domestic chore?
It could be anything.
You just said you get flack at home, though, so it's something that you do at home.
Drinking wine, playing COD.
Doing nothing.
Nailing it.
You're really good at it?
You have done absolutely nothing all day, and I'm good at it. I don't bother anyone.
There you go. Yeah. That was a sport.
I don't annoy anyone. I just
that
have
would
an
actually...
ability to do nothing all the time.
That'd be fascinating. To watch people go, how long can they not achieve something for?
I don't
But are you doing
anything.
Nothing on the couch? Are you doing nothing in your COD chair? Like, you must but, be, because you've got ADHD, you've got to be stimulated.
I do nothing. Like, I could sit on the couch for hours and just do nothing. And not even fold clothes, not even cook dinner, just order Uber Eats, you have to do anything. Like, I can do nothing.
I'm going to challenge you, though. I think your nothing is still, your attention needs to be held. So I don't think...
Yeah, sport.
Yeah, but no. Here's again. I don't think you could sit in a room, no television.
No, you got the telly on.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Then you can't, then you're not very good at doing nothing because nothing is actually switching
what
off.
What do you mean? I'm doing nothing. I'm not moving.
You imagine Fev at like a silent retreat? Oh. Are they? Vinyasa or whatever they're calling
it. I saw him in a meeting yesterday.
I've been in a silent room doing nothing when I was in rehab. 70 days.
Yeah, I don't think you're very good at doing nothing.
I could do. Yeah, but, challenge me.
Yeah, but you realise what I just said. You can't have a television or your phone. Then you're really doing nothing, because you're constantly engaging. You're like need stimulus. You need to be stimulated. Without stimulation, I don't think
as
you can
as long as
do
no
it.
One bothered me, I do it.
Okay, take it on, Leon. Can you set up that challenge? I don't think you can do it.
No, how? What do you mean?
Lock him in a room. I don't know.
Lock him in a room.
Your challenge.
We're talking about things you're good at that you don't get credit for. There's no competition you can enter because some people are freakishly good at AFL and they just get drafted and that's their life and it's set.
it's a lot of hard work. Don't blow that over.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You've got natural talent and ability. And if you didn't have that.
You've got to work on it.
Yeah,
A lot of people get drafted. Not many percentage play 200 games.
I know, but a lot of people work really hard at football and never get drafted because you're freakishly good at something.
Yeah.
I am freakishly good at reverse parking. Oh, I can't enter a competition.
You're not. You had a Ford Festa for a tiny car. Now your new car's got rear camera. Now you're telling me you don't use that rear camera when you reverse park.
I close my eyes.
Michael Jordan from the foul line.
So we're trying to celebrate things that you're good at that nobody gives you credit for, and we're going to give you credit today. It's not fair. You should be able to show off about boring, mundane things.
Fev said he was great at doing nothing. I realised one in the break. I'm very good at remembering the year that movies were made. I'm generally all right.
Okay.
I'm not going to say
what year was Back to the Future made.
Oh, I'm going to say 1984.
Don't know. Jurassic Park.
1993.
There we go. You're right, actually.
Bang.
Okay, so we bring this up because...
Hold on.
Sorry?
We're just going to gloss over two from two.
Back to the Future was 85.
That was the first one you did. You're not even good at it.
I'm half
good. You just
would
have been out in the first round.
No, I'm not.
You just lost to a qualifier.
You got me. I was warming up. The first one was Jurassic Park.
But that's the problem. You don't get warm-ups in competitive sport.
Of course. It's called a warm-up.
Yeah. Are you
Yeah, no, it's called the warm-up.
You can't
go to the Australian Open and go, bang, I'm playing the years of movies.
You do get a warm-up.
And they go, Jurassic Park, and I go 1993, and then they go to you, Back to the Future, and you go 1984. You're out. I go to the next round.
I was at the footy the other week, and they were warming up beforehand, taking shots at goal. Some of them went in, some of them missed. No. It doesn't matter. It was warm-up before the game. The game was Jurassic Park, 93, bush.
Next round.
Okay, we're talking about this because ESPN yesterday had the... Excel esports, where people do Microsoft Excel.
2022.
Now, James in Coburg. Hey, James.
How you going?
Yeah, good, James. What are you good at that might be considered a mundane activity?
Probably better than good at, like all-time GOAT, unquestioned soap welding.
What is soap welding?
So two old pieces of soap in the shower, and you need to weld them together to make one decent soap to be able to wash yourself.
Do you know what just occurred to me, Joe? I love what you've done. I don't reckon I've touched a bar of soap for so long because I have all the ones in the tubes.
Yeah, me too. They have them in the showers when you play like away games and they have people, the soap that's been used and people use them.
What are you doing, man?
What?
That's awesome, mate.
Hold on. Yeah. You play away games of footy and people use other soaps.
Yeah, they're always in the shower.
Soap bars, soap welding. What have you made anything interesting in the shower, James?
You can do all sorts of things with it, but it really boils down to technique. And so most people just get both bars wet and try to squish them together.
That's what
but there's I no joy there. Dropping it.
No joy. No, you've got to scratch the side of one piece of soap, just wet it gently, and then push it together with the dry piece, and you're good to go.
Slot it in like clicking floorboards.
Yeah. It's a real art. But as I say, gold medals, you name it, I'm it.
Oh, I love it, James. Well, that is exactly what we were talking about. Thank you for sharing that.
Well done, Jimmy.
Lana in Deer Park. Hey, Lana.
Hey.
Lana, what are you good at that most people will probably don't recognise and give you the credit you deserve?
I can really easily remember number plates. So, like, I can remember all of my friends' number plates. So if they're driving down the street, I'll be like, oh, look, that's my friend.
Just quickly, I need you because anytime someone asks me what my number plate is, I have to go to the garage to have a look.
I stuffed this up yesterday.
I just have no idea. Lana, well, what do you have a technique?
I just want to make them, like, funny sentences. Like, one of my friends is, like, Big Kangaroo House 687 or, like... My other friends is one Michaela William, one Dance Queen. Like, I just make them funny sentences.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Just here, let's try this out. PST 335.
Purple Steel Turtle and what, 385?
335.
Oh, 335. And I just remember the numbers.
Oh, okay. So Purple Steel Turtle 335, that worked. Actually, I might use this.
It works.
This is really good.
I have a mate who's really good at phone numbers. Will remember anyone's phone number as soon as you tell them. It's like a Rain Man sort of stuff.
Can you remember your phone number when you were a kid?
Yeah, 9786-6636 or something, 6626.
9722-1693.
Yeah, something like that. That was my house phone.
Yeah, the same.
My kids would be listening and they wouldn't even know what a house phone was.
Do you still have one connected?
No. You know when you ring Telstra and they say, what's your phone number for your house? Idiots.
Come
in. Get a mobile. I'll tell you what I'm really good at, and I don't get any credit at my house. I live in a house of girls. I get no credit for it. I am a master farter. I can really do loud farts.
Camille is on the line. Hi, Camille.
Everyone farts, Boxy.
Hey, Camille.
Hi, Foxy.
Hey. Oh, I like that. Foxy. Hey, Camille. Yeah, what are you good at?
I'm amazing at picking the right Tupperware container to put leftovers in.
Oh, I love that.
Perfect every time.
I need you, Camille. I've got a Tupperware drawer, and no matter how I've had it all sorted, but the lids, I still struggle.
I always lose them, man.
Yeah. Oh, well done. I like that superpower. You just look, and you know which lid goes on which one.
Perfect every time. I just need to know how to make money out of it.
Yeah, that's the trick. See, when you're good at something, that there's no end, there's no goal. It's just wasted.
You've got to just do it for the love of the game, I think.
Yeah, you got on the radio and got to tell everyone, Camille.
Do you and Max?
Thanks so much. It's amazing.
Do you and Maxie play the fart game?
Wow. Oh.
Do you?
What is it?
You know, what do you mean, what is it?
What's the fart game?
Just
I don't know.
Loud farts. And you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's called
so,
living.
My kids don't laugh. Like in footy life. Team meetings, you'd have like, they'd always like, Fev, let one rip halfway through a meeting and you'd work it up and, mate, and everyone would laugh. No one else play the fart game?
Yeah.
Fev, you'd be a good farter. No?
I think Fev would rather do the XL challenge.
You'd be a...
No, I'm great. I just think you need a son. I think you really need a song.
101.9 The Fox.
Secret sound time. Oh, Kush from Mernda. You could be winning $100,000 right now.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kush. Hey. Kush, I just love your name. Kush. I keep saying it, Kush.
Thank you.
Now, Kush, there are clues being given out constantly. Keep your radio, your streaming, wherever you're listening to The Fox, keep it locked on The Fox. Because every guest gets us that closer, well, gets you. Because one Melbourne, and it could be you, Kush, is going to get the full 100 grand. Now, Kush, how confident are you with your guess?
I'm pretty confident. I've known this answer for the last week.
Oh,
so I'm trying to get through every day.
Okay, Kush, now let's listen to it one more time. For $100,000 life-changing money, Kush, what is the secret sound?
I think it's connecting the garden hose to the tap.
Oh,
it does make that noise.
Can I hear the sound again? Oh, that's good.
Mm. You know, the bottom bit comes up. As you connect it, it goes...
Yeah.
And I get the Bunnings clue. Yeah. I'm trying to get the other ones in there. Umbrella, connected. I guess you need...
Everyone wants a connection.
Connected.
Kush. Oh, good. This is good. Now, we don't know the answer. Leon looks a bit startled. Are you okay? Because he does know the answer.
He's flapping about it.
I'm so tired. Sorry.
Okay.
Kush.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
That's not the secret sound.
Kush, it was good.
He's laughing.
It felt good. Oh,
honestly,
sorry,
that was harshly on back.
Is the secret sound Grinch, this bloke?
Have a look at his little smirk over there.
He's pepped up now. For a bloke that was tired 10 seconds ago, gets to tell someone they were wrong.
Lucky
look,
for
he's
you,
doing cartwheels.
Kush, another chance to guess. 9 o'clock this morning. If it doesn't go off then, another clue we're going to be dropping. Some of the clues already we've had. Yesterday's clue, Leon, do you want to redeem yourself and tell everyone what it was now?
Clue from yesterday?
Yeah.
Everybody wants a connection.
Everybody wants a connection.
Are we getting another clue now?
9 o'clock.
Ooh, after 9, if no one gets it at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Why don't you give a little cheeky one now?
No.
Why don't you repeat another one?
Haven't got them with me right now.
Hey,
but they're all on our podcast. If you there's a podcast the other day where we've got all the clues and all the incorrect answers.
Cool.
Search Fifi Feminix.
I see you on the rundown sheet, and what we're talking about next is really intriguing because I'm a massive Uno man.
Yeah.
And I play with my kids and I make up my own rules. So I'd love to know what this new rule is.
Yeah, there is a rule that's been changed. The makers, the official people who run Uno have changed a rule.
Do you know?
No.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Board games, fun, family games. You know, I'm a real board game person.
Yeah,
my kids aren't.
Oh, what?
Trixie, I have to force her to play Uno, to play any of the games. I love board games. I've got a whole cupboard full
of
them.
Eight?
Nine.
Nine.
So she's coming.
It's a little bit harder.
I know, but I've sat there. I've tried Monopoly.
Monopoly's the best.
I know. I love Monopoly. So I love, but I love games. I love games. We should do a games night. That's what we should do.
No thanks.
Team bonding games night. Everyone out there is into it.
Are you joking, man? Yeah. Imagine you. We wouldn't be get through.
Yeah,
there'd be fights, arguments.
It'd be amazing.
We're too competitive.
Yeah, and that'll make it fun.
Would it?
I think it will. Anyway, so you know, the makers, the creators, and I should say Uno. See, I grew up saying Uno.
Yeah, I say Uno.
But it's yeah. See, apparently it's Uno. So they want to clarify one of the rules. So, you know, when
no draw two on draw four,
well, certainly not.
Yeah. 100%.
How can you put a draw two on a draw four?
Kids always say, oh, no. You can do it. No, you can't.
Certainly. No, you can't
draw
do
four
that.
Draw four.
So no.
Yes, you can.
Hang on. Yeah, of course you can do a draw four and a draw four. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, no, that's not this rule.
No, I know.
I don't know how games night will go, but games morning is off to a stinker.
I'm just, riffing, you know?
You're riffing really well now. So you know, so when someone puts down a draw two, you can actually put a skip on top of that.
No, you can't.
So, well, this is what they're saying.
That's no.
I agree official, with you, though. Fev. I don't actually think I would have said no to that.
It's got
if someone did that to me.
Yeah,
but you can only do it once.
No, that means it's not a rule.
So you can't. Yeah, I don't know about this Uno.
Oh, you can whack someone Uno. Once and get away with it. No,
it's got to be the same color. So if I put down a blue draw two. Yep. You apparently, in a nick, if it's going clockwise, you can put a blue skip, which means Fev has to draw two.
No.
But I can only do it once.
Yeah, it says here.
How are they going to remember that? Oh, I've never done it.
They can play it and kick the penalty down to the next player. No, you can skip bounce. And you can bounce with different colours. So once you put the blue skip on, Fev could put a green skip on and then it comes back to me. And then I could put a red skip on and then it's back to you, Nick. But they also said, you know, reminded players they can't stack cards on top of one another. You can only play one card per turn. Stacking's not allowed, but that is stacking, putting all the skip cards on. Leon, no, sorry, James Blake, anybody out there, can you explain that, please, James Blake?
I believe stacking refers to, I have a couple of mates who, when they're told to pick up four, will do the pickup and then put one of the cards that they pick up in that move down to try and you're drawing four, they only have three extra in their hand.
But if you pick up without a draw, like if you don't have your card and you pick up and you have the same color, you can put it down, but not after you've been
if you draw four, you don't get to play. It moves to the next player.
But I'm saying, just if it's my go and I've got like a green and a blue and there's a yellow on there and I pick up a yellow, I can put it down.
You can do that. Okay,
can you see why your 9-year old's not keen? Well, she wants to play unicorns on an iPad.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
I love it. See, this is the thing. You can end up having family feuds over fights. And they are just board games. But fights can happen. And I remember when I was a kid, and I'd have been a lot younger because my oldest brother's 6 years older than me. And it was back when my parents were together even. So I remember Mum cracking it at Dad because Dad was getting really competitive with my son over Trivial Pursuit. Kenan would have been like 12, but Dad was like, no, really hardlining him.
Never
and Mum was like, he's a kid. And I remember watching them fight about that.
They got to learn, man. Never let them win.
Never let kids win.
No. Never let them win a board game.
Yeah, but I know from your kids. No, the problem with you is when you play Monopoly, you're the bank and you just steal all the money.
100%.
See, that's...
They never win. Lessons. Not everything.
Actual banks do that.
This generation, they think everything's easy, man.
I agree.
It's not going to happen. When you get the real world, you're going to get some knocks. It's tough.
That's true.
Learn early.
Yes.
Mate, and this is a little treat for Nick. Now, we are talking about Uno. 13, 10, 60. Let's talk about some board game blow-ups.
Yeah, board game. I think we might even have an intro.
Well, I don't want the intro.
Oh, sorry. And you lose against a kid, it'll turn into a board game brawl. Three doubles is a fail, now you have to go to jail. This is turning into a board game brawl. Board game brawl. You're cheating. Board game brawl. Stop it. Board game brawl. Go to jail. Board game brawl. Yahtzee. F*** you.
Great intro. Unbelievable.
Why didn't you want to do the intro?
Almost,
what did you
it's almost
say?
Kicked off the... The brawl.
We're fighting about something I don't even know what we're fighting about. What did I do?
No, you didn't do anything.
What were you going to say?
No, nothing. No, we're not fighting. I was just going to play something, but it's relevant now. It's past now.
Oh, because I was the voice of Uno for a while.
Oh.
Nice, do you want to hear this, Nick?
It's too late now.
I don't have
I'll play it. So anything can happen on this show. So I was the voice. So if you were playing Uno and you wanted to play interactively.
Uno, yeah.
Uno, sorry.
How were you the voice?
Well, you could put me on like your Alexa in the lounge room.
Yeah.
And I don't know, can I have a listen? I've forgotten.
Let's ruin some relationships. Pick up an extra two cards for being old. Go get them, Boomer. Spicy. Weird flex, but... Okay.
Just sounds like you're reading Renee's text messages out.
Nicole in Mornington. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great. Have you had a board game blow up?
God, yes. So I was a child in the 80s and my father was actually, his vocation was a sniper in the SAS.
Oh, wow. Chicken strangler. Good job.
Yeah, so old mate took it pretty seriously. He had this game called Risk, and it was a board game, and it was like War of the Worlds, and you had to kill everybody, and you had to, like, take over the whole universe. And so my brother, who was a few years older than me, like, I was a bit dumb. I just played with Barbies. But, like, I tagged along, and everyone had to get Russia. So if you didn't get Russia, because they were the biggest country.
Things haven't changed.
Yeah, but 100%. So
he was onto something.
Oh, look, I tell you, my father was ahead of his time. So if you happened to fluke Russia, you'd end up winning because you could kill everybody. But jeez. I just didn't understand. And, like, invariably countries got thrown over the room, across the room, and my brother and my father would just argue, and I'd kind of just crawl away and just go, too much for me.
Sounds like you're the smartest one there, Nicole. Just get out of that.
Yeah, avoid eye contact and just back out. Avoid the big chat.
Dad's taking board games seriously. It's really funny.
That's elite.
Yeah. Thanks, Nicole. Trudy in Pakenham. Hey, Trudy.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Trudy, have you had a board game blow up?
No, it's actually the best game ever. You guys need to get it and play it.
What is it?
Called Uno Flip.
Yeah, I've got that.
Uno Flip.
It's a different Uno.
What happens?
It's the best. It's the best. We played it at camping at Easter. So you have the normal set of Uno cards, but on the other side of the deck, there's another whole set of cards. Okay. So if someone puts the flip card down, you turn the whole deck over.
And then everyone's cards change.
Yeah.
Yes. So what you've got in your hand, you turn over and you've got a whole new set. So it could be a really bad hand of cards or it could be a really good hand. And you can actually pick, you have to actually pick up more cards. So if you pick up 10 cards, well, then you can put another pick up 10 and the next person has to pick up 20.
Yeah.
Do you get it, Fee?
It's so hilarious.
The cards are double-sided cards. Is that right, Trudy?
Yes.
They're double-sided cards.
So when hold them up, they don't say Uno, they have other cards on them.
Another thing on the side. So if someone puts a flip down, you've got to turn your whole hand over.
Wow. And then okay. I'm interested.
And there's another card. Another Uno, there's a card where you can, I think it's like a wild, but you could swap decks with someone. So if you've got like 20 cards and you've got like two left,
yeah.
I've got it in my hand, I have to swap. You have to take my cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So not
all,
like that.
All these little versions. You know what game we should play?
Mm.
It's a ripper. AC Doocy.
What's that?
Have you played that game?
No, I've heard of it.
AC Doocy. It's like a card game. So board games are played on tables, so it's class as a board game.
Yeah.
So you flip a card over, so everyone puts money in. You put a dollar in each. And then just say it's a king, so king's high, and then it's like a three. So you got to say, I take the pot, so you bet the $4, and you got to get the cards in between the king and the three. So just say it's a 10.
Yes.
You take all the money. But if it's a king, you've hit the post, and you got to put double what's in the pot. So that's how you build it up.
Right.
There's another game like that called Drop, similar vibe.
Really?
Two cards each. Everyone has a look at their cards, holds them face down. One, two, three, drop. If you think you've got a good pair, you hold on to them. If you don't, drop them. But a similar thing.
Yeah.
We
used to play it in year 11 and 12. That's what we used to do.
I'd just rather play Canasta or 500, like real cards.
Gin?
Yeah, yeah, Gin's yeah. Good. I'd rather that.
We passed AC Doocy and failed school.
It was 1019, The Fox.
Secret sound time, Renee in Caroline Springs. Hi, Renee.
Hi, guys.
Morning.
Renee, morning. Do you realize right now how close you are to $100,000?
Oh, my God.
Can you smell it? Can you touch it? Can you fathom what that would be like to have that in your bank account?
I can't at all, and I just can't even believe I got through. So
I know.
I'm excited about it.
Phones have gone nuts.
Okay, Renee, let's get straight to it. Let's listen to the secret sound one more time. Now, for $100,000, Renee, what is that secret sound?
Okay, I think that it is when the flight attendants lock the little latch on the aeroplane door before takeoff.
Wow.
It's good. It's good. Mm. Ties into...
Big old red handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we hear the sound again, Josiah? Oh, it's good. It's definitely latchy. It feels latchy to me. Okay.
And the clues, I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, there's so many clues now. It's quite hard to keep
up.
In fact, if you've missed any of the clues, we have a special podcast where Josiah...
No, I heard it before this morning. After 7 o'clock. I wrote down every single incorrect...
Oh, wow. Oh, Renee, this is good. You're like a beautiful mind in this. Now, let's turn to Leon, who knows the answer. That sounds like a good guess to me, Leon.
Renee, can I ask, are you a flight attendant?
No.
Oh, just you seem to know that sound very well.
No, I'm not a flight attendant. And to be honest, I haven't been on a plane since 2019, but I don't know. I just think it has something, the clues have something to do with an aeroplane and, yeah, I don't know.
I'm with you, Renee,
yeah,
on the aeroplane.
Fev and I think planes. Yeah, planes, bro.
I don't know about this one, but I think it's on a plane.
Deep breath, Renee. That's not the secret sound.
Oh.
I'm going to go out, Lim. I don't think it is on a plane. I don't think it's to do with a plane, guys.
I feel like it's the overhead compartment shutting
do you?
Down. Yeah. Very so, similar to what she said, but...
Oh, the overhead...
Yeah.
Can I hear the secret sound again, please?
Hang on one sec.
It's good. Yeah. It's a good guess,
thank
unfortunately.
You. I'll call up 131060 tomorrow.
You can't.
Well, there's another clue.
Oh, yeah. You can have another clue?
Yeah. Well, I think there's an audio clue, this one. Josiah, you've got the audio there?
You ready for
the
this?
The audio is... You can put your luggage into it.
Above your head. That is not the clue. This is your next official clue. Are we ready?
Yep. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Oh, I know what's happening here. That's a Spice Girl. So it's something to do with Spice. Spice Rack.
Oh, Boxy.
It's something to do with Spice. Oh, Leon, you look nervous.
Nah,
I reckon I got
that. I don't think
that. What do you think?
It says human touch in the lyrics. We all need a connection.
Traffic lights. When you press the thing, stop.
Jesus. That's not what Mick was going for.
Okay, I think it's time for Thief to have a nap.
Yeah.
I will.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, you stop. Stop right now.
Melbourne,
go
just so
there.
You know.
Have a lie down.
Fifi, Fevink do not know what that secret sound is. Only learn we are just having
we?
Cracks. Or do we? All those clues, you can hear them on our podcast. Search Fifi Fevnik right now.
Has anyone guessed hole puncher yet?
1019, The Fox.
The secret sound, it's getting close. Let's be honest, clues are giving away left, right and centre. Keep it locked on The Fox. Don't miss the clues because I think
it'll go
any...
This week.
Yeah, well, look, you hope, you'd think so. It's getting too obvious.
Here's the sound quickly.
Now, something has come to light, which we find very funny. One member of our team won't find this funny at all. So we all know Leon Shergren, our executive producer, DJ Shergs. He is the keeper of the sound. So he knows what it is.
Master Pooh Bar.
Yeah, he is. Master Pooh Bar. You happy with that name?
Grand Not Pooh really, Bar. But go on.
So he knows the answer, but he went to Splendor in the Mart a few weeks ago. You'll recall that disaster that happened up in Byron.
Did you see heaps of people got miniature cockle from there?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, and they said everyone that was at that place needs to be tested.
Should you
not
be
tested,
here?
Maybe just you look should... for symptoms, yes. And I am fine at this point.
Maybe you should check for foot and mouth and monkeypox while you're there. Do it all. I don't trust
the trifecta.
A guy died.
A festive place you went.
From miniature cockle. And he was at Splendor.
Really?
Yeah. There was a big like warning, and I'm like, are we worried a little bit? Because he looks
I didn't get trench foot.
You okay?
It looks a bit not well.
Actually not feeling well today, to be honest.
Anyway, you went to Splendor, and while you were away, it left us in a little conundrum because we thought, well, you're the only guy who knows the answer. We don't want to wake you up in your festy tent every morning at Byron. So how or who could we give that to? Now, you decided to task your deputy, our senior producer, James Blake.
That's a low deputy too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I say deputy. You're junior.
He's my Gareth Keenan.
He's your Gareth Keenan.
Handbag.
You gave him the secret sound, and that was a big deal because he's new to the job in many ways, and it's that you cannot be broken if you know that. Like, nobody can get it out of you.
He's got a lot to learn.
And Fev took him to the football and did get a clue out of him, which was nearly a disaster very early on in the piece. But something has come to light, Leon. Can you please share with us what actually went down?
Well, I knew that it was so early on, and I feel like, you know, early days, someone might not get it that early, the first week. I gave him the wrong sound, so he never knew it.
James!
The disrespect shown by Leon towards me, I thought there was more trust.
Do you know honestly what makes sense now, though? Because when you gave that clue to Feb, and I saw it on socials on the Sunday, I went, I think he's just given a clue. Yeah.
Well, Leon was right, not giving him the answer.
He was right. And Manda, our boss, didn't really mind. Yeah. I remember going, I reckon James is almost, that's a sackable offence. Nobody cared that you'd given out an extra clue. And Amanda kept going, no, the clue's wrong. And now we understand it was wrong.
I've since seen, because we've got clues coming out every day if the secret sound doesn't go off. And I've seen in advance of those and I read through them and I can't see how those clues match up to what I was
What
given.
Did he tell you?
Yeah, what did he tell you? Because that would give away another wrong answer.
I am so in doubt as to whether or not I actually do know the sound.
You Maybe don't. He does. I don't know.
Don't do this.
What did you tell him what the answer was?
I told him it was clicking the back of a TV remote in.
It's definitely not that.
It doesn't sound anything like that.
No, but remember that sound's getting bumped up.
Yeah, but even that
doesn't sound like it.
Little triple A's going in and then...
I'm now more concerned that you're our senior producer and you believed that. Because we put a lot of responsibility in you. That is so not the secret sound.
You work on the radio and your ears don't work.
Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not their haven homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Phoebe, Bev and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Phoebe, Bev and Nick.